The Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife has launched a campaign to promote fishing as an inexpensive family activity. In partnership with the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation, a top 10 list has been produced of the best state campgrounds for fishing. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Marion Larson, spokesperson for Mass Wildlife.
We put this list together because we're trying to encourage families to go fishing. It's a great lifetime skill activity. It's a great way for families to spend time together and to connect with nature.
Are they geographically dispersed from one end of the state to the other?
Yes, they are. We've got parks and campgrounds in from the Cape to the Berkshires and out near the North Shore.
And who selected the sites, the specific sites, and what were some of the criteria that you considered?
We got together with our fisheries biologists, who have a good sense of what bodies of water are have got good fishing opportunities. We wanted to choose places where there was shore fishing, because let's say you're a beginner, a novice at fishing, you may not have a boat. So we were looking at shore fishing access as an important criteria, as well as, hey, are there fish there, and have you got a good chance of catching fish? So the fish biologists could help with that aspect. We were also looking at other family-friendly amenities. For instance, a number of these campgrounds have fishing equipment available to loan to folks who are camping there. Camping and fishing are a great combination of activities, and we also were just looking at a nice place, a pretty area where you can spend time.
You mentioned that equipment is available for loan at some of these locations. Are lessons also available?
Formal lessons are not necessarily available at those places. However, our agency has trained a number of the DCR staff at the campgrounds, and they have offered fishing clinics in the past, so they have instructional experience and wisdom. And I can say that the DAR State Forest up in Goshen on August 10th will be hosting a free fishing clinic for anybody that wants to go. You don't need equipment. It will be there. And so there's one opportunity that we know is scheduled.
Now, people can camp for over what period of time? A day, couple days, a week? Is it fairly flexible, and do you need to make a reservation?
You definitely need to make a reservation. Some information that I've gotten from the DCR folks, you can reserve a campsite online. The site is called Reserve America. And depending on what kind of campsite you go for, it can range anywhere from $8 to $35 a night. It really depends on the location and what amenities are offered at that particular campground. But you can go for one night. You can go for a week. Some people camp for 2 weeks. And some of the options are beyond the pitch a tent and put down a mat and a sleeping bag. Some of these campgrounds have yurts, which are much more comfortable with beds already there. Some of these sites also are ADA accessible for people with disabilities. So it really depends on where you want to go, what your specific needs are, but it is a very relaxing and close to nature kind of experience that I think everyone should try out at one point or another.
Now, you also need to get a fishing license, is that correct?
Yes. If you are anybody that is between the ages of 15 and 69 years old, needs to get a fishing license. You can fish for free when you're under 15 and over 70, and we have a link to the Mass Fish Hunt System, which is where you can purchase your license online. You can get a one-year license. It's good for the calendar year. You can fish all the time, all the way through December 31st. And for the average fee is $27.50, which is, when you think about taking folks out, say, to the movies, you're spending a whole heck of a lot more money on one night than you're spending for the possibility of fishing for days at a time.